let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Broken Hearts Mended by Don Stackpole is the story of his struggle in overcoming his upbringing by an alcoholic. Every generation has felt the sting of parental alcohol abuse. The numbers are staggeringly high, and only God can possibly know to what extent lives have been changed for the worse by the scourge that alcohol has become. There simply is no excuse for a parent to deal out this kind of grief to those they are charged by God to protect and love. Children of drunkards ultimately become adult children of drunkards. While they have moved on chronologically from their childhood, they still remember the pain. They still have the occasional flashback that will return to them for a time of inexplicable feelings of betrayal, even abandonment. But there is hope. Don shares his life experiences that have delivered him from an early adulthood engulfed by sorrow and regret to a time when forgiveness was granted when it hadn't even been sought. Don was raised in Mill Valley, California, attended Mississippi State University in the early 70s. In 1979, received the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. 1 year after that, God called him to preach. He attended and graduated from Pacific Coast Baptist Bible College, now Heartland Baptist Bible College, has served as a pastor and principal. Along with his wife, they moved to New Mexico, have been there for 3 years. They have 4 children, 7 grandchildren, and enjoy serving the Lord Jesus in the church where they are members in southern New Mexico. Don Stackpole, the author of Broken Hearts Mended, is our guest on This Week in America. Don, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's a pleasure to be with you.
This is a really important book, and so many struggle, and you know that firsthand because you went through the struggles. What was the inspiration to write the book and to share your story?
Rick, I had obviously been through the mill of bitterness and anger and hurt and all of the emotions that go with what I had to go through. And as I've grown older, the thought has occurred to me to write a book primarily to my generation, the baby boomers, in order to help to see them through to a time when, again, as you read previously, where you can grant forgiveness when it hasn't even been asked for. That was the primary reason for my writing the book.
The book is Broken Hearts Mended by Don Stackpole. You find the book at Amazon, readersmagnet.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to get information on Don's book. How do you believe this will help the reader? And I'm thinking, are there similar, when you talk with others who went through something similar to you, that really you're able to relate to them, they can relate to you. Is this how you think you'll be reaching out to other people? Because your story will resonate with other people.
Well, Rick, I understand that my story is no more important than anybody else's. It's just a story that I chose to share for the purpose of helping others to deal with all of the emotions that go into being raised. And I realize that my generation is getting on in years. I'll be 67 years old myself next month. And most of the folks, the vast majority of them, have dealt with it, have moved on. I understand that. But what I believe is unique about my book is the fact that it's not just a book of modern day psychology, but rather a story about my confrontation with the Lord Jesus Christ back in 1979, and how that He changed my life and gave me the ability to forgive, gave me the ability to put most of that baggage in my rearview mirror and move on with my life and find some success. And that's the story that I'm trying to share with others, that there's hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, and outside of Him, there really is none.
People will read the book. The book is Broken Hearts Mended by Don Stackpole, our guest on today's program. They'll get information there, maybe even have questions when they finish. Can they contact you for the purpose of visiting with those who struggle with the matter of having been raised in the home of an alcoholic? Can they reach out to you?
They most certainly can, Rick. I'd be honored for somebody to give me a call or drop me a note, and and dig deeper into what I've had to say, they'd be more than welcome to do that and would be happy to answer any questions or comments.
With us on the program, Don Stackpole, he's the author of Broken Hearts Mended. We're talking about his experiences and experiences that so many people, unfortunately, are able to relate to. You talk about forgiveness and dealing with this throughout your life. Have you been approached by the offending party for apology or forgiveness? How did that relationship work?
No, sir. I've never been approached by my dad with the desire that I forgive him. I know that he's fought through the years his own battles. I understand that. I'm not angry about that. But the problem of bitterness was still a very real one in my life until I came to the point where I could forgive without him asking. My dad is 94 years old now, and I do not expect for him to come to me and ask my forgiveness. If he does, it would be his in a minute. I wouldn't hesitate for a moment. But still, the problem is mine, and was mine, and that I had to find a way to get over the hump, and I could not have done it had it not been for the Lord Jesus Christ and the ability to forgive that He instilled in me. And so, my dad, I still care about him. I love him, and I'm sure that many out there who endured the upbringing I did love and care about their offending parties. But there comes a time when you've just got to unhook that hardness and move on. And Christ has helped me to do that.
And you tell the story so well in your book, Broken Hearts Mended. Don Stackpole, our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon at readersmagnet.com. Talk about forgiveness. That's something that is so important to going forward, to putting that, as you say, in the rearview mirror and go forward. But I'm guessing that's really nothing that can be forced, can it? It was only when you found this through Christ that you were able to deal with forgiveness.
That's correct, Rick. Oddly enough, and my book bears this out, I was involved in the alcohol industry. I was a beer truck driver. Heavily involved in alcohol myself. Had the Lord not rescued me from that at that point in my life, I undoubtedly would have become what my dad was to me. And it breaks my heart to think about it, but I rejoice knowing that he not only got me over the problem of alcohol in my life, but allowed me to see that my dad did not do that to me because he hated me or didn't like me or anything like that. He did it because he was enslaved to a particular sin. My job as a child of the King is to look at that and understand Christ died in order that sinners might be forgiven. His blood was shed, and not just to cover their sins, but to cleanse their sins. And while my dad has not taken the gift of eternal life like I have, my responsibility is still the same. I'm required by the Word of God to forgive him. And again, I said in the book that it's a forgiveness that came only because I was able to move past all of his hurts and all of his offenses and say, well, that's just the sinful estate of man. And I can do nothing but praise and honor the Lord Jesus Christ for giving me that ability.
Let's talk a little bit about dealing with the pain. I mentioned for many, they grow out of childhood and they become young adults, many still dealing with that pain. And obviously that was what you went through. Was that pain something that was sort of always present, would manifest itself in your life?
It wasn't always there, Rick. It was naturally in the quiet times is when I'd be reminded of some of the things that happened. Yes. As a boy, things would just come to mind. It wasn't a constant 24-hour-a-day pain. It was just something that came up. I was fortunate enough to marry a gal who has been really supportive of me, and we've spoken about some of the things that I had to deal with as a child. They're foreign to her. She never had to go through that. And Rick, it's foreign to anybody who hasn't been through this. I understand that people simply cannot understand what goes on in the life of a man or a woman who was raised in the home of a drunkard. They can try, but they simply can't do it. And that's not a criticism of them. It's just the facts of life. But there are those who are listening, those who will read my book, who will understand completely what I have to say. And the pain, it was intermittent for me, but it was something that had to be dealt with. And without Christ, I could not have done it.
Were there flashbacks in your life?
Absolutely, there were. Unexplained, unaccounted for flashbacks. Things would be out on a route delivering beer. Some years later in Bible college, many years later in the ministry, I still deal with that, Rick. As I said, I'm soon to be 67 years old, and I still deal with it from time to time. I've just learned how better to handle it.
Talk about forgiveness. Do you believe, for example, forgiveness, the only way to working through years of pain? Is that the stepping stone? Is that the key to being able to sort out all of those years in your past?
It certainly is, Rick. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. I understood my estate as a sinner before God. I understood it very well once I was confronted with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the forgiveness that I've experienced and enjoyed in his shed blood. Christ died for my dad, just like he did for me. The only difference between us is that I have received the gift of eternal life and my dad hasn't. But once again, the matter of forgiveness falls on me. That's my responsibility. Even though my dad never has asked for it, I have still had to find a way deep within myself because of Christ's ability and willingness to forgive him. And it worked for me. It will work for anybody who places themselves under the authority of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's interesting because it's one thing to say, yes, I forgive. But subconsciously, deep down, if you don't really believe that, I would think that that would ring hollow. But with that belief that you have, it really seems like a load was lifted off your shoulders. You could deal much, much better with that part of your life.
It most certainly was lifted off my shoulders, Rick. That's a good point to make. As we all know, words are very cheap. Anybody can say words, but to mean them is quite a different story. And I can tell you of a surety today that my dad, in my mind, and perhaps more importantly, in my heart, has been completely forgiven of what he's done, what he did to me and my sister. It was tough, but it took a while after I got saved to reach that. But he did provide it, and I praise his holy name for doing it for me.
The book is Broken Hearts Mended, Don Stackpole. If you're Googling, that's Stackpole. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places, information at readersmagnet.com, and we've got all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In telling this story, you had to go back and relive so much of your life that was a painful part of your life, and in telling the story to be able to help other people. What has this been like for you in telling the story and getting feedback in your years of ministry, even as a principal in a school, in dealing with situations that where you know there's alcoholism and abuse possibly in the families? What has this been like for you to share this message and to actually see the positive message that you're able to convey to people?
Well, Rick, it was a painful thing for me to write the book. Somebody can read the book and, depending upon their reading speed, maybe 2.5 hours. It took me roughly 3 years from start to finish to get it done, simply because there were times when I'd sit down to write and those things would come back to mind, and I just had to get away from it. And I'd do it for literally weeks or months at a time before I finally was able to come back and deal with that. But as I look back, Rick, at the upbringing my sister and I endured, in my case, I did become a principal of a small Christian school on an Indian reservation in northern New Mexico. I was there for 7 years. And Rick, I will tell you that every one of the children that came through our school, their lives were touched harshly by alcohol. And I thought many times to myself, what an interesting thing it was that God put me in a position of authority over these children, wherein I understood what they were dealing with. And they knew that. I shared that with them, had some of them in my office just to sit and visit and to watch those children weep over some of the things that they had to deal with. And no child should have to do that.
Yes.
It was easier for me to minister to them because of the fact that I had been through the very thing they went through.
You could probably even look at their body language, the expressions on their face, and relate, and knowing what they were going through. What a special connection. A couple of minutes left in the program. Where are we, do you think, now with this whole area of alcohol abuse? We see the advertising everywhere and then the message at the end, drink responsibly. Yet you hear of so many lives that are lost, families' lives lost because of alcohol abuse. Are we making any progress in cutting those numbers down?
Not at all, Rick. Not to my knowledge. I know that when I was driving a beer truck back in the late 70s, the company that I worked for, I'll not mention the name because I'm not giving them any free advertising, but they had broken 40 million barrels of this particular kind of beer back in the late 70s, having sold 40 million barrels, and that was an all-time record in the beer industry. Here we are now 40-plus years later. And I read somewhere in the last year or two that they had exceeded 150 million barrels
Wow.
of beer, of that same kind of beer in 1 year. That's just one beer. That's one brand. And that's just beer. We're not talking about alcohol. We're not talking about wine. So no, Rick, we have most definitely not made progress in the scourge that alcohol is. And it's costing a lot of people their lives and a lot of children their happiness.
Well, that's why your book is so important, because the book can be certainly life-altering for anybody who's in situations like Don went through. The book is Broken Hearts Mended. Don Stackpole is the author, our guest on the program. I mentioned Reader's Magnet several times, and readersmagnet.com, one of the places you can get information on the book. You've worked with them in getting this out there to maximize the audience for your message. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Rick, it's been wonderful. The folks have treated me so kindly. I'm thinking of two ladies in particular. I'll not mention their names, but they know who they are. They have just gone the extra mile to help me to promote this book, and I so deeply appreciate all that they've done for me. I can say nothing but good things about Reader's Magnet.
Don Stackpole has been our guest on the program. His new book, Broken Hearts Mended, the story of the author's struggle in overcoming his upbringing by an alcoholic. Again, Don Stackpole. All the information on our website. The book's available at Amazon, readersmagnet.com, the usual places. You can link on and go directly to the Amazon link to get information on Don's book. Don, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, sharing your story. You're helping so many people. Congratulations on all the good work that you're doing. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
Rick, thank you so much. I deeply appreciate your time.
It's been our pleasure. Don Stackpole, the author of Broken Hearts Mended, the name of the book. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.